CD 5
Chapter 10 And, as night fell, Mr. Bunsey remembered, There's something terrible in the dark wood. From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. Why am I doing this? Morris asked himself as he squirmed along a pipe. Cats are not built for this stuff. Because we are a kind person at heart, said his conscience. No, I'm not, thought Morris. Actually, that's true, said his conscience. But we don't want to tell that to Dangerous Beans, do you? The little wobbly nose. He thinks we're a hero. Well, I'm not, thought Morris. Then why are we scrabbling around underground to try and find him? Well, obviously, it's because he's the one with the big dream about finding the Rat Island. Without him, the rats won't cooperate and I won't get paid, said Morris. We're a cat. What does a cat need money for? Because I have a retirement plan, thought Morris. I'm 4 years old already. Once I've made a pile, it's me for a nice home with a big fire and a nice old lady giving me cream every day. I've got it all worked out, every detail. Why should she give us a home? We're smelly, we've got ragged ears, we've got something nasty and itchy on our leg. We look like someone kicked us in the face. Why should an old lady take us in instead of a fluffy little kitten? Ah, but black cats are lucky, thought Morris. Really? Well, we don't want to be the first with the bad news, but we're not black. We're a sort of mucky tabby. There's such a thing as dyes, thought Morris. A couple of packets of black dye, hold my breath for a minute, and it's hello, cream and fish for the rest of my life. Good plan, eh? And what about the luck? Said the conscience. Ah, that's the clever bit. A black cat that brings in a gold coin every month or so, wouldn't you say that's a lucky cat to have? His conscience fell silent. Probably amazed at the cleverness of the plan, Morris told himself. He had to admit that he was cleverer at plans than at underground navigation. He wasn't exactly lost, because cats never got lost. He merely didn't know where everything else was. There wasn't a lot of earth under the town, that was certain. Cellars and gratings and pipeways and ancient sewers and crypts and bits of forgotten buildings formed a sort of honeycomb. Even humans could get around down here, Morris thought. The rat catchers certainly had. He could smell rats everywhere. He'd wondered about calling out to Dangerous Beans, but decided against it. Calling out might help him find out where the little rat was, but it'd also alert anyone else to where Morris was. Those big rats had been, well, big and nasty-looking. Now he was in a small square tunnel with lead pipes in it. There was even a hiss of escaping steam, and here and there warm water dipped into a gutter that ran along the bottom of the tunnel. Up ahead was a grating leading up to the street. Faint light came through it. The water in the gutter looked clean. At least you could see through it. Morris was thirsty. He leaned down, tongue out. There was a thin, bright red streak curling gently in the water. Ham and Pork seemed confused and half asleep, but he knew enough to hold on to Sardine's tail as the rats made their way back from the stables. It was a slow journey. Sardines didn't think the old rat would manage the washing lines. They skulked along gutters and along drains, hiding in nothing more than the cloak of night. A few rats were milling around in the cellar when they finally arrived. By then, Dark Tan and Sardines were walking on either side of Ham and Pork, who was barely moving his legs. There was still a candle burning in the cellar. Dark Tan was surprised, but a lot of things had happened in the last hour. They let Ham and Pork sink to the floor where he lay breathing heavily. His body shook with each breath. "Poison, Gov?" whispered Sardines.
"No, I think it was just all too much for him," said Dark Tan. "Just too much."
Ham and Pork opened one eye.
"Am I still the leader?" he said.
"Yes, sir," said Dark Tan.
"I'll need to sleep."
Dark Tan looked around the circle. Rats were creeping towards the group. He could see them whispering to one another. They kept staring at him. He tried to spot the pale shape of Dangerous Beans.
"Nourishing tells me you saw the